Bill Bonmeyer is president of the Defense Acquisition University Alumni Association. And, Bill, this event that you hosted on Wednesday, the topic was roles of congressional staffers and lobbyists in defense acquisition process. What is it that you think that folks in the Pentagon don't understand and should about the roles that Congress and the lobbying community plays in getting things done?
Well, I don't think a lot of them realize that there is another group of people out there actually working their programs, one being the lobbyists for the various companies, and also within the Congress. There are staffers who are very interested in particular programs of the services. That's within the Department of Defense. They're also interested, of course, in programs within the federal government as a whole, not just the Department of Defense. So I think that what they need to do is learn. We want to teach them at these forums things that they can take back, tools that they can take back to their program office. And in this case, how does the program manager of a program, whether it's defense or federal government, interface with that lobbyist? Well, normally we do it through the program manager of the defense firm or the industry firm. How does the program manager work with the staffer over in the Congress? Well, normally it's through the legislative liaison we have this set up within the Congress with the legislative liaison folks from the various services. And so there's not a direct relationship there between the PM and the staffer or the PM and the lobbyist. A lot of people don't realize that. And they tend to try to circumvent that system. And we want to teach the integrity of the system, that there is a process that we have to follow. And if you don't follow that system, it can circumvent and undermine the budget or the budget process.
I think a lot of people assume that the skin in the game for the staffers is we want to protect jobs in our district or our state, and the skin in the game for the lobbyists is we want our company to make money and keep those contracts so that they will keep us on. Is there more to it than that, or is it just pretty much that simple?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should say that, and I think there's some truth to that, that the staffers, of course, are interested in various districts. But I think most staffers are really interested in the defense of the United States and having the proper systems in place and capabilities with the armed forces. So I'm not sure that that's the only that motivation. That may be a motivation, but I think the main motivation is that they are interested in making sure these programs are successful and that we get good material programs and systems in the hands of the troops. So that's from the staffer side. The lobbyists, I think they're, of course, interested in making sure that their company gets the work and gets the work on the product. But most lobbyists that I have met are also interested in national defense, too, and want to make sure that their company does a good job and competes with other companies. So, yes, there is some of what you describe, but I think that there is a loftier goal of these folks than just looking out for their company or their congressman.
Your guest at this event's a gentleman named Buzz Hefty. He's been in this business for a long time, both on the congressional side and the lobbyist side. What do you think the folks that came to your event on Wednesday to learn about this relationship took away that maybe they didn't know when they went in the room?
Well, I think that they, first of all, learned that lobbyists are and staffers are human beings, and they're good people, and they're interested in national defense just like they are, and they're interested in programs being run correctly, particularly the staff on the staff side. Having been a program manager myself of a major system with the Marine Corps, I made sure that if the staffers had any questions or any issues with my program, that we would work on that through them and of course working through legislative liaison. So I think that you know, they got a lot out of going through this that particular relationship is what they really got out of that. And Mr. Hefty, by the way, I think they also got from him that he's an honest guy, that he doesn't have a big L on his chest, and that and somebody to be not liked, he's somebody that will help, can help the program. So I think that's the biggest takeaway that I took from that particular session.
Bill Bonmeier's president of the Defense Acquisition University Alumni Association. What you mentioned your experience as a program manager. What do you wish you knew when you were leading the program that you led at DOD for the Marine Corps, the Marine Corps Assault Amphibian Program, that you didn't know then that you do now?
I think that the big thing is that I could have worked more with the legislative liaison, that interface between my office and the staffers on Capitol Hill. I don't think I exploited that capability, that legislative liaison capability, to the extent I could have. Also, working with the company, I think that I could have had more of an inner impact on what the lobbyists projected by working more closely with the defense program manager, because that's your interface. As a program manager, you work with the defense program manager or with the legislative liaison. And I think I could have exploited those a lot more to help the program. In the final analysis, though, you have to produce. The program's got to be cost-effective. It's got to work. It's got to be reliable. And also, it's got to be within cost parameters. So if you meet those cost and schedule parameters, cost, schedule, and performance parameters, nine times out of ten, you're going to be successful working with either we're working with the staff over in the Congress. They'll be happy.
This event was part of a series you call a Hot Topic Forum. Who is the series for, and what kinds of things do you cover?
Okay, the Hot Topic Forums are sponsored by the Defense Acquisition University Alumni Association, and these are issues that are that where people can take, learn tools or issues that they can take back things to their information back to their program offices, whether they're in government or whether they're in industry. The priority is for Alumni Association members. The objectives of the association are the train the workforce. That's number one, and that's the defense acquisition workforce. And second of all, to work with to enhance DAU's, that's Defense Acquisition University's, reputation as a world-class learning center. Again, these presentations are about 1.5 hours long with Q&A. We do have VTC feeds along with Defense Connect Online, which is like a GoToMeeting type link. And we go to various sites throughout the United States and sometimes even to foreign countries such as Korea, Germany. We've had links to them also. In addition to things like the lobbyists and the congressional staffer presentation that we had with Mr. Hefty, we've also had a book launch recently that was on the history of acquisition from 1945 to 1960, and you'll be surprised how many lessons learned there are over that period of time that we have brought into the current process. And that turned out to be a very excellent, it was more of a historical presentation, but very thought-provoking. We've had Hot Topic Forums on how to do a system engineering plan. A lot of people did not really know how to approach that, and we brought in the experts from the Department of Defense to give that presentation. That turned out to be a real success. We're looking in the future to possibly something like how to perform an integrated baseline review, and that gets into a thing called earned value, where we look at how the program is meeting cost and schedule parameters, and that's what earned value is, a system which allows us to control those cost and schedule parameters. And this integrated baseline review, in fact, is a review of that process. And we may want to hold one on that. But that's the one that I can. I haven't had any other ones jump out at me recently. But if you have any ideas, or anybody else out there has any ideas on things that they think are topical, I'm more than happy to take them before our Alumni Association Board of Directors, and we'll take a look at it.
Bill, I'm going to link to the Alumni Association website at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I thank you very much for coming on to talk about this event, and good luck to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Francis. Appreciate it.